Spinning Tom, spin to win.
Hi, my dear left-handed or lefty-loving listener. I'm your sinister, left-handed, southpawed host, Shefali. A quick question for the lefty listener. How many things in your house are designed for the right-handed majority of our right-minded world? Almost everything, right? The doorknobs, the scissors, the spouted pans in the kitchen, the lids of the jars, the taps, even the language that we use, everything is tilted to favor the right-handed majority. I think it's a centuries-old conspiracy against the lefties. Oh, please hold on to the derisive laughter and the comment that is just about to roll off your tongue. Let me tell you why I think it's a conspiracy. You see, left-handedness is a trait that makes you special. Among the right-handers, a left-hander is the center of everyone's attention. Secretly, every right-handed person wishes for the boon of left-handedness because it makes one special, in whichever way. So, if you were born left-handed, rejoice, because people around you, they envy the fact that to look different, all you need to do is be yourself. Those right-handers envy you, not just because you appear special and different, but also because you are smarter, more creative, and infinitely more interesting than them. But then, this is something that they'd never confess to you, ever. The data squirrels have sacks full of data, suggesting that the lefties are smarter. They've got a disproportionately high incidence of lefties among Nobel Prize winners, writers, and painters. Better at sports. Many lefties are fantastic sports people. Perhaps because their left-handedness surprises their opponents. Better earners. Among the educated, lefties earn more than their right-handed counterparts. Yet, the left-handers of the world have been called names. They have been called sinister-handed, southpaw, gag, gaggy-handed, which translates to clumsy. Don't you see it now? The conspiracy, I mean. For being smarter, better at sports, being better earners, lefties are called names. So lefties are clumsy. Why? Because everything ever made was made for the right-handed people, and the lefties appeared obviously clumsy when they used them. I sometimes wish there were a place where everything was made for the left-handed people and then a few right-handed dexterous people were asked to live in it. I'd like to see how they continue to remain dexterous. But despite this all-pervasive discrimination, the left-handed kids turn out to be as good, if not better, than their right-handed counterparts. They do a good job with these right-handed instruments because they have better visual sense and a stronger ability to analyze space. It's a freaking pain to cut fabric using scissors manufactured for the dexterous majority. And trust me, it's a bigger pain trying to find a pair of scissors for the left-handed. Yet, the lefties will give you a straighter cut than most of your righties. If you are a righty, how about holding a pair of heavy right-handed tailor scissors in your left hand? Don't even bother making a straight cut. Just cut for a few seconds. How does that left hand feel now? All achy and raw, I suppose. But hey, who cares? After all, we are a minority that doesn't complain. We aren't united, you see. We are scattered. If only we wore sinister-looking black bands on our sinister hands, tied a devilish black and red bandana upon our foreheads, came out to gather in large numbers at Jantar Mantar, and waved red flags and banners carrying the symbol of a left fist smashing through a glass ceiling. If only we protested for equal-handedness, there is a teensy-weensy possibility that the government would pass an equal lefty rights bill that will probably end this centuries-old discrimination. But hey, we lefties are smart enough to realize that we have better things to do with our time then fight for the right to use a pair of scissors without pain, or the right to not get bumped on our noses while opening the refrigerator. But if you thought lefties suffered the worst when it came to name-calling, think again. You've missed out on the Ambies, a minority within the minority of lefties. Some of the lefties are ambidextrous, which means that they are able to use both their hands with equal efficacy. Well, according to some discriminating right-handed geniuses in our right-loving world, ambidextrous people are also bisexual and deceitful. While being the inclusionary that I am not protesting the bisexual bit. But calling the ambis deceitful, it is as insulting as it gets. Honestly, almost all the deceitful people I have ever met in life, they are righties. They appear to be living in bliss with their right hand, doing all their right as well as wrong biddings. But I'm sure you can see how the righties try to bring us down at every available opportunity. Can't you? The lefties, and especially the ambidextrous, they appear magical to the normal, rightly gifted lot. And magic, you see, is more often feared than revered. All this discrimination, it makes us angry. But there isn't much that can be done about it. After all, a meritocratic protest would die in anonymity, and a democratic protest, which people just love, is all about numbers. So these lefties and ambies, they go into their shells to save themselves from those wide-eyed, crazy looks that they get. And they hide themselves from the world. Today, I confess to my own dark secret. Whenever I catch myself in the unspeakable act of allowing my sinistrality to work together with my dexterity, I stop to look around and check whether anyone is watching me. Wonder why people don't give that funny look to themselves when they type with both hands, or when they swim using all their limbs, or even in our cheesy movie scenes where they hang from a branch over a cliff, alternating their hands. Don't you think it's kind of selfish? Never using their left hands unless it is for some less than savory, hidden behind the scenes task. But then using their left hands to save their lives without, of course, giving any credit where credit is due. Anyway, to cut this long yarn short, I spent a substantial part of my life trying to hide my weird writing and drawing habits. And now I have reached a point where I don't really care anymore. Especially because I have realized that these sinister abilities did not harm me in any way, at all. So here's something for people who worry about their kids being left-handed or mirror writers. My dear worried parent, when you begin to worry about your child's propensity towards the left, please recall that your host of this podcast survived quite well. Without getting into the irrelevant details, here are some facts to put your doubts to rest. And straight from the mare's mouth. I am good at math and physics. I studied engineering, then worked as an engineer at a steel plant. I successfully competed in many national entrance exams, and I even topped one of them. I can read, write, and speak two languages. And I can learn the script of any language almost overnight. I can draw quite well, and I am not clumsy at all. In fact, I am quite dexterous with my sinister hand. Pardon the unintentional pun. I think I was probably born left-handed, but I learned to write and eat and even draw and crochet and do a lot of other things with my right hand. Not bad, right? Righties might try doing the opposite to see how easy or difficult it is. I have my own shortcomings though. I'm less practical than about 90% of the human race. Although I don't think that has anything to do with my being a lefty or an ambi. I guess that is also what makes me an artist. I am straight, but that may not always be the case with the lefties and the ambies. There have been some salacious rumors about Leonardo da Vinci, my muse across centuries. Do you see, if you are a lefty or a parent of a lefty, there is no real reason for you to worry. Lefties are a minority, but they are the envy of the majority. Before I end this, here's a quote that I read on a t-shirt. Everyone is born right-handed, but only the greatest overcome it. Not so sure how by merely being a lefty, you could become great, but it helps to remember that we manage to survive and even thrive in a world designed for the righties. Isn't that right? Or have you already left? Before I end this podcast, here is a well-known secret. We have a lefty day and it is August 13th. 13th? Really? It's also mysteriously sinister. If you like this podcast, whether or not you are a lefty, please like, share, subscribe, or follow it on a podcasting app of your choice. If you use Apple Podcasts or iTunes, do leave a rating and a review. And I won't really mind if you used your right hand to do it. For a heart-to-heart chat, find this sinister lefty at shefalianand.com or leave a voice comment at anchor.fm/shefali-anand. Thank you. Bye and have a beautiful day.